My cousin has been going on and on about the fact that he's losing his hair. He won't stop whining about it. So he's balding. What's the big deal? I think he's a big baby.
You shouldn't be so quick to ridicule, Don. I can't speak for your cousin, but psychologists estimate that 1 to 2% of the population has what's called body dysmorphic disorder. These people obsess over what they perceive as a terrible defect in their physical appearance. In contrast to the case with eating disorders, where people's concern over their physical appearance typically involves their body image as a whole, people with BDD are concerned about specific physical features. The concern often has to do with the face or head, but BDD can involve any body part. A person with the disorder might think her nose is too big or his chest not muscular enough. Sometimes the perceived defect is invisible to anyone else. In other cases, such as is the case with thinning hair, the individual's perception of that body part is extreme, far from what an objective observer sees.
A lot of people obsess over their appearance in some way or another.
Yes, but the difference is the degree. People with body dysmorphic disorder spend at least an hour a day, sometimes much longer, thinking about that imperfection. They're often so self-conscious about how they look that they may avoid social activities, even work. They may suffer extreme anxiety and depression. Much remains to be learned about BDD, but if you suspect your cousin may have the disorder, you should advise him to seek help from a therapist with experience with it.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Dean McKay at Fordham University. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.